I'll call the meeting to order, start with a salute for the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming out tonight. But open the floor for public comment.
As you can see there, we presented a petition, and you'll notice that there's 2.5 pages of signatures from the neighborhood. And we would like that to be officially entered into the record of the village, and we'd also like the village to forward that to the court.
Okay.
And I believe you've got a statute. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, there says, I was switching through to see what the village is standing on, and it says Village of Nassau Property Maintenance Code, Chapter 87. And it says it strictly prohibits storing, depositing, or maintaining any solid rubbish or debris outdoors on any private property. It also says here that if it can be considered a nuisance declaration, if a property owner ignores a violation by the village board, it can formally declare the debris a public nuisance and can force cleanup. This is a declaration that empowers the village workers or contractors to enter your property, remove the debris, destroy or dispose of it. So it seems like that was never looked at, because what everybody's telling me, her, this, is that there's been many notices, but it hasn't gone to the next step. What's the sense of having something that says it in black and white as enforcement and actions, public nuisance under the village, and then it doesn't go to that level? Not that she really should have it taken away. Maybe, you know, somebody helps her put it in the back or something. I don't know.
Well, we all think it needs to be removed.
It says it should go to the next level after warnings, after fines. It should be declared a nuisance and then considered a forced cleanup. Article 87 of the Village of Nassau.
Okay.
Chapter 87, I'm sorry.
Well, I just checked with the code enforcement officer. She's due in court next week on the 19th. Is her court appearance. So we'll have to wait to see what happens with that, and then we'll go from there.
Again, if that petition can be presented to the judge, so that he knows what the neighborhood feels.
Yeah, I'll make sure that the code enforcement officer has a copy of it so that they can do that.
If I had a printer, I'd print this.
We can get it.
Sure.
I mean, we can get it. If it's part of the village code, you're just looking it up off of the zoning ordinance or the ordinances, right? Yeah.
And the trash does blow around the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know.
Blows out ever broke his mailbox.
It's under Village of Nassau code.
Yeah, I know where it is. We have a whole code of us.
But nothing's being done.
I still think when you get to that point, doesn't it still have to be enforced by the judge? Even at that step, isn't it a court-related thing?
Well, my understanding is she has to be cited, and our attorney's supposed to be here tonight. I haven't seen him yet, but she's supposed to be cited, and the court's supposed to render a decision, and if she doesn't follow through on it, then the village board could take action. But in every case, up until this point, the court has always, she's always cleaned up enough to satisfy the court to say, I'll give her another month or 3 months or whatever.
She had a dumpster.
I'm not arguing the court. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you what's been going on. You know. And as long as the court says they're going to give her time, then
it gets worse. Mayor, it gets worse.
Understood.
Last time around, the yard got cleaned up and she came out and started putting the garbage in the bushes along the edge, and then it kind of like slowly but surely worked its way up here. She's got 2 shopping carts over there. Where she got them from, I don't know.
Well, I'm of the opinion that we're going to handle this a little different this time and try to put this to an end.
That's all we ask.
Yeah.
But we have to follow it, because we just have to follow the law as we're being told it's it needs to be done.
Yes.
Village law is right there. It says the three steps, but doesn't see the step, last step was ever taken.
I'll discuss that with our attorney.
And the other thing about it, I personally, let me go over and help her. But because I think I talked to her once just about nothing over at the library. She's actually lovely, you know, but some people have that problem and they don't see it as a problem, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, nobody wants to, you know, like, she's actually very nice, you know, and it's kind of a safe
situation. I mean, I've spoken to her before, too, and, you know, I mean, not in a few years, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last 3 days, her car's been parked out front. She hasn't taken it anywhere when I go by. There's no lights on in the house, and I'm wondering if maybe something happened to her and nobody knows. Yeah. So maybe it'd be worth having somebody do a well
visit.
Check.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but last time I saw her,
no lights were on even at night?
She leaves lights on in the upstairs
front.
And the garage.
And the garage.
The garage has lights on. Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she can't park in her driveway. It's so full of
stuff. It's making its way towards the road now.
Yeah.
And the village code says driveway, lawn,
mm-hmm.
sides. It says all that. It says that, you know, that nothing can be stored unless it's in storage container, approved storage container. I read that today, which means like dumpsters or garages or a garbage can, especially, you know, and not just.
And can she even enter her house? Because that whole front right.
Well, she can enter it from the front. It's at the whole front porch. You can't see it, but the bush is there. But the whole front porch is just, you know.
I don't think she can.
Yeah, I know. We went over there one time because they thought the place was on fire because she was grilling on that out front there.
Right.
And the grill was flaming up really bad.
Mm-hmm. So.
But.
All right.
But we're gonna try to push it this time and make sure get it resolved. I mean, even if we get it cleaned up, that's not to say she's not gonna just start putting stuff out again. But we'll do what we can. Bring a dumpster over.
They had a dumpster. It was filled to the brim. She let it sit there for months and months and months. And I finally called the dumpster company. I said, you know, you got a dumpster at this address that's full and just been sitting there. It sat for the whole winter. Excuse me. The stuff that's in the yard right now, the vast majority of it sat there from last fall, all the way through the snows and everything else. And, springtime, it sprouted like flowers, except it's not quite as pretty.
I don't know how anybody lives across the street. I'd have to be on Valium to look at that.
Yeah.
And go out and pick a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start with the hearing next week, and then we'll move on from there.
All right.
And I'll try to keep on top of everything and push things along and make sure that, you know, if she don't show up, we'll ask for a judgment against her to clean it up or something, you know.
Thank you.
Yes.
And also, I feel sorry. I feel sorry for her. My background is mental health, and she definitely has a mental health problem. And that could be looked into. Maybe medication would help her. I don't know.
Well, I also have mental health back, worked in 50 years. But if somebody's not considered and accused and is declared by a doctor of being mentally ill, then they're not mentally
right.
ill.
As we were talking about earlier.
On the woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we've
been down that road. We have called Adult Protective Services. We've made calls, but they won't step in because she can speak for herself and she doesn't want
help. You can be odd and weird and strange and do things, but not ever be declared by a psychiatrist mentally ill, because I've been with competency hearings before. You know, and then you meet some strange guy who could live in the woods and it was freezing, but he kept himself alive and he knew how to, and they said, fine. Live in the woods and, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like, you know. So,
yeah, people have the right to deny care, you know.
It's a shame. I feel bad for her. I really do.
All right.
I can assure you, though, that we're going to try to work harder on this and get this resolved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All
All right. We're done?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Stay. What are you going to talk about? You can stay for the whole meeting.
Good ice cream. Don't worry. Yeah.
You're going to Smiles for ice cream.
Oh, okay. Geez,
what's the other topics? I know.
Nassau Scodak Cemetery.
We have a whole agenda right over there.
Is that on the agenda, or is that something you're going
to
speak at?
To
it's next. Okay. Yeah. All right. Ms. Turner, you're up.
Hi. So I'm back again this year, and I'm one of the officers on the Nassau Scodak Cemetery Association. As you all well know, we are self-sustaining. We do not receive any type of support from the government. So most of our maintenance fees come from donations and services that we render due to burials, lot sales, things of that nature. Specifically, and within the last 5 years, lot sales have been down. The type of burials that people choose are down. So the type of revenue that we are able to collect annually seems to decrease over the years. We as a board have come up with better ways to invest our funds so we can live off the interest that we earn through an investment company that we turned over, because we have to maintain what's considered a maintenance account.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be in reserve and it can't be touched, but you can utilize the interest that's earned from that. So we've made some changes in that way. But as we all know, costs of living and costs of gas and everything else to have services rendered increase every year. Our biggest expense that we incur year after year is lawn mowing. We try to keep the cemetery looking as maintenance as possible, pristine. So we're asking that we have a half sheet, I gave some to Missy, half sheet flyer be included with the, it's the water bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be the refuse bill. You did it before with the water
bill.
And from what I heard, it was very helpful. You guys did raise quite a bit with that.
Right.
So.
So last year we tried it for the first time. We included it with the water bill and we did receive, I think, almost $800, which doesn't sound a lot, but it does go towards a good cause with the mowings that happen quite frequently during the spring, summer, and fall. So this year we'd like to include a half sheet request for donations in the refuse bill that's coming up this June, if we can. And I'll provide the copies needed and bring them to the Village of Nassau for them to be stuffed within the mailings.
Okay. All right, anything else to go about?
No, that was it. Just to get permission to include it within the village's garbage bill.
All right, moving on. Approve the minutes of the previous meetings, April 6, 2026, the annual meeting.
Making a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. April 8th, 2026, board meeting.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the treasurer's report for April 30th, 2026.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Old business Valley paving quotes.
You'll see in the packages I put, there was a pricing update that I received, so I got it very late today, so I wrote it over your copies. prices in product had changed since he quoted us. No big surprise.
All right, so we're going to pay Phillips and Tremont, parking lot near the pond, and the parking lot behind the Village Hall. So total costs are, let's see, $186,583, right? Valley Paving has a contract with the county, and these are unit prices for this,
mm-hmm.
same as the county prices. Any questions on this? Entertain a motion to approve it.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions?
Do we have a date when this is going to happen?
No. I'll call them and let them know that it got approved and then they'll schedule us. They're doing street sweeping and catch basing all next week, so I know it won't be then. And I believe this project is going to go under CHIPS.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right, so next up is the septic tank replacements. I met with Skodak Septic, Avril Park Septic, West Sand Lake Septic, and Ken Sherman. And the low bidder, all the bids are in here, so you can see all the pricing that we got. The low bidder was Ken Sherman. He initially bid for $5,400 to replace the tank. Or is it $5,450 to replace the tank. But he didn't have the tops in there that the cast iron tops for driveway tops, I guess they call them. And I asked him to add that on, so he $500 for that. So that brought it up, bringing it up to $5,950, which is still significantly less than the other quotes. So I would make a motion that we accept Ken Sherman Excavator's price of $5,950 to replace the septic tank, up to $5,950, because we're not really sure if we actually need that cast iron cover, but I wanted it in there because the other guys had it, so.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions?
Do we have any experience with Ken Sherman Excavators?
We don't. But he's been doing septic service for quite a few years. I mean, he's been around. We usually use Skodak Septic is who we usually use. So we'll see. He's a local guy. I think he lives in the village.
He has a pretty good reputation. Yeah, I've heard of him for a long time. I know some of the family, but yeah, he has a good reputation.
Yeah, his shop is up on 20 going out on the right there. Just out of the village. All right, so all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we can let Ken know that he's got the job and talk about schedule.
Okay.
And so he would need to come out and tell us if we need to cut any more blacktop out of the way. So we'll do that for him, because that blacktop was not part of the deal for anybody. All right. Let's get rid of that. New business, dog waste stations.
Okay, so that's me. You'll see a while ago I was passing around the idea of putting in the dog stations, one on each end of the village. I spoke with Andy Beers about it, and they will reimburse the village. I looked them up. They're about $250 each. We'll pay for them first. DPW will put them in. And this comes about because I've had complaints from the usuals about all the dog feces on the trail. So, and other places have done this on their own and been reimbursed. So I just want to get two of them, one for this end before the bridge and one for that end before the bridge. Right? That's enough, right?
I'd have some closer to the center of the village too.
Whatever you want.
I mean, you know, when the dog goes, if that box isn't near enough to get a bag, it ain't going to happen.
You should be grabbing a bag before you even hit the trail, but yeah. Whatever.
I don't know.
We can put in as many as we want. I mean, they're going to reimburse us.
Yeah.
I don't think I specifically said how many. It just said, if the village is able to install and maintain the waste stations, the Hudson River Valley Greenway.
Do we have any in the commons?
We have one in the commons.
We have one in the commons.
We have one in the commons. We have one in the
So if we go on the outgoing out that way, towards the cemetery, so that's not that far of a distance. So we'd have one at the end, at the coming into the village from the cemetery side. We'd have one in the commons. I think we should have one on the other side of 20, near Route 20.
Before you enter.
Before, you know, at the end of the guy's driveway.
And maybe two on each side would be.
And then one at the other end, and that should be sufficient.
Okay. Anyways.
The other thing is, I know this is a request, and we can say yes or no, but can you maybe move the one in the commons closer to the trail?
It's up to you guys.
Yeah, I think we should.
Because,
that's a way over in the back, isn't it? By the path. We probably should move it up near the trail.
So have the guys move the one in the commons closer to the trail.
Or just have them get another one. Go with four. They're gonna pay for them.
That's true.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
Hey.
Or station. All right.
Keeping your trail.
More the merrier.
All right. Motion.
I make a motion. By four.
I'll second.
Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carry.
Okay. The next thing on my list is the Music in the Park.
Yeah.
So funds.
I didn't get a chance to take it off the sign yet, but I will do it when I get home.
Okay, because that's postponed.
Yeah.
I'm going to contact everyone when I get a new date from the band.
When I left here, I got tied into something
else. That's okay.
Else.
I didn't even get to tip the sign over today, so no one would. But I did put a lot of messages out.
I saw the ones that you posted. So.
My question is I have $300 that I usually pay one band with. The rest of them usually donate their time. The Gone Gray Band is not going to be able to play anymore from illnesses, so we don't have to pay them the $300. They were the band that we paid. What I want to do is, because I have five bands that donate their time, I want to increase the money to $500, so I'll have $100 for each band. And then I raise money with the 50-50, and then that's what they get. So I think that would be equally distributed.
All right. So we'll need to do that in next year's budget then.
Well, I think I might have it in celebrations anyways.
But I'd have to look. What we budget in celebrations this year?
Huh?
Let me see.
Well, I usually have money, but.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Right, but this budget goes away at the end of the month.
Right, so.
Actually, celebrations you have, you got a lot of them. You got $3,000 in there.
Right, that's what I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know
that. All right, if we put $4,000 in there again for next year, you should be fine.
Yeah. So right now, I should have a voucher in for the first band that's going to be coming up. That's $100. Yeah.
So that doesn't require board action because the money's already been approved
already
as long as you're, within your budget.
So I'm able to spend it then.
Okay. Correct.
Perfect. I'll just put in a voucher every time I need the $100, or I'll pay the $100 and get a reimbursement. Whichever.
Better to pay them direct.
Well,
Wendy would like that better than reimbursing.
Yeah, well, since we only cut checks once a month here, it depends on when the bands fall.
Okay.
That's perfect. All right, is the next one mine? No.
Nope, next one's
okay,
mine.
Okay, good, that's you.
So the next one's the local law number 1, 2026, Nassau Village of Nassau Land Subdivision Regulations. So this was back in 2019, when we were redoing all the village zoning, we had done a batch of updates into the village zoning code, section 120. And we were also working on this subdivision regulations. But because it's 55 pages long or something, it was rather lengthy, we decided at the time that we would do a separate local law for the subdivision versus the rest of the zoning that we changed. So we passed all the zoning that we changed at the end of 2019, and then we started working on this in 2020, and 3 months into 2020, the world shut down, and all this stuff got shelved and kind of got forgotten about. But the subdivision regulations had gone through two reviews prior to being shelved, and it actually was ready to be presented and adopted at the time. So I shared it with everybody last month, and I reviewed it myself, and I think we're ready to go. And if you guys are in agreement, we can set up a public hearing and do a review and adoption at our next meeting at the end of the month. Any questions on, anybody have any questions or concerns about the subdivision regulations?
No?
Okay.
Charlie, you good?
I'll just need to review it, that's all.
All right, because I did send it to you.
Okay.
All yeah, right. And I sent it to you after the last meeting.
Okay.
So.
I'll take a look at it again.
All right, so make a motion that we set a public hearing for, what is it, the 27th?
May 27th at 7:15?
May 27th at 7:15.
Yeah, it's down in the resolutions, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carry. Oh yeah, here it is right here. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even look down there. Now I'm looking.
Oh, I have one more thing before we move on with the rest of resolutions.
Yep.
I just wanted to tell everybody that we did receive another check for PFOA, class action stuff, in the amount of $20,652.75. And it will be put in the usual account that we're storing the money in. I don't know what it's called. It's number F2701 is what I got from Wendy.
All right, but then to move it to the capital fund, we need that same motion we did the last time. We'll do it next. We'll do it at the end of the month.
She told me that.
I'll get it.
We're not using it.
No, we're going to move it to the capital fund.
You mean this code that she gave us is not a capital fund account?
No, that's just an income account.
Oh, okay. Because she has me doing something to the capital fund for something
I'll
else tonight.
I'll have to go back and find her email.
All right, and then we'll have to fix that for next month.
Yeah, we'll do it at on the 27th. I'll send you the verbiage.
All right.
All right.
All right.
So anything else on that? All right, motion to approve the cemetery fundraiser flyer to be sent with the refuse billing.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Set 2026 refuse rate at $230 per unit.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the 2627 certified payroll.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adopt the Village of Nassau jurisdictional annex to the multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the mitigation plan? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Hire Reese Bunny as summer help at a rate of $17 per hour.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Motion to increase A3389 state aid and other public safety with and A1110.4 municipal court contractual by $1,112.
And that is for the JCAP grant money to be used.
Right, so we'll be reimbursed for this. This is for the
window. Yes, we have the money, and this is where Wendy wants, that's why we're moving.
Yep.
Well, the bill came in, we paid for the desk, and now we paid it out of court.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how she told me to write it up.
Okay, so this is going to put it back in the court fund.
Yeah, she has it in this particular grant account.
Yeah, so it came into state aid, and now we're moving it to the municipal court. Contractual one to pay for the equipment.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Any public comment before we pay the bills? All good?
Lovely job.
All right. Pay bills number 2, 3. Yeah. Pay bills number 346 through 375 in the amount of $23,262.96 from the general fund and $1,397.01 from the water fund. $6,354.30 paid outside of abstract and $44,200 from the permanent improvement equity capital account.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Ryan, second by Guy. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. We're adjourned.